to another episode of the Handsome Rambler Podcast. I'm your host, Hannibal Burris, and I'm talking way different because I'm high. I sound like one of those motherfuckers that will be on V103. Mm-hmm. The late night. Oh, you listening to the R&B. What was that shit called on GCI Babylon? Quiet Storm. You listening to the Quiet Storm. Tony is enamored with his new drum kits.
The pedals. I love these new pedals. Hi, my name is Tony Trim, and I am your co-host of The Handsome Rambler, and just all around nice guy.
And we had our guest, good friend, second time on the show.
That's right, second timer in this bitch.
Open Mike Eagle.
Hello. Open Mike Eagle.
Good evening.
What's up, man?
Nothing. Well, them drums is up.
Welcome, man.
Yeah, I feel welcome. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going good. Last time we did a podcast this late, last time we recorded an episode this late, we didn't put that episode out.
That's not the one I heard, is it?
Yeah, that's that one.
That's the best one ever. I can't wait till people hear that one. That one's amazing.
That's the Danny Brown episode.
That's the future award-winning episode of Handsome Rambler. That one's gonna change lives.
Yeah, I get the most requests for that one.
Yeah, man.
Because we've told them about it. They hear about it, so then they know
it's mythical now. Yeah, it's got a lore attached to it. But I've heard it, and I'm here to tell you, the fucking episode is amazing.
Whew, it's tough when it's you though.
No, I hear you. No, I know, because there's a good 2/3 of it that people should never hear.
Yeah,
but it's still amazing. Like, it's amazing that it happened. It's an amazing occurrence, even if some of it. You know what I felt like listening to that? I felt like, man, it's two of my homies drunk in the green room having a real life ass conversation.
Yeah.
But it's not for the world to hear. Not most of it. Not most of it. I think, you know, about 45% of it can go out to the world. The other 55, y'all gotta keep that.
Yes. You know, I say we just probably gotta just do another one.
I know. I mean, there's just some gold in there, but I feel because, it'd be stitching it up would be quite the challenge.
Or maybe we can play with it structurally where we have the parts of that are very incomprehensible or just wild talk and then kind of commentate on it in sober time.
Like a director's cut.
A director's cut of a podcast.
That's
where I'd be like, listen, this is where I was here.
See, this is good. Now we're getting deep. I'm telling you, you're gonna win an award based off of that episode. Look at where it's pushing you. You're gonna change the form.
Yeah, because I just thought of just how many ways to fix it and make it better than it is and not the crazy talk that it is now.
You know, but crazy talk is part of life. Crazy talk happens on your podcast anyway, right? That's part of it.
Isn't that too much crazy talk? Because you know what's good? We don't do them that often. We do a few at a time and get ahead of it.
I get it.
So that's one thing I always, I worried about going in was doing them often and then feeling the need to just share everything.
Right.
Where if you got some shit, if you got to go twice a week or three, like I listen, like even radio people where they just have to talk about whatever just happening.
Whatever. Right.
Whatever is happening. Even if they don't give a shit about it, they gotta fucking.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's why I'm like, we do them and we might not do something for a month and a half or something.
But it come out pretty regular though, right?
Yeah, we block. Yeah, we just try to. Do a solid, this is interesting stuff. People just talk about
pocket sponsors and shit now.
We got sponsors.
You got apps that bring. They bring expensive cars to your house. Is that what's happening?
Turo,
my God,
Turo, man.
Can you be broke and use Turo?
It's just a rental car thing,
right? But like, what if you really don't have that much money, but you want to rent a Ferrari? Then like, does Turo know that you ain't got that much money?
It's a Ferrari car. You know. I mean, you should probably, based on your life, be putting the price filters down.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, what if you just, what if you, you know, you just got $1,000 to spare and you're just like, fuck it, I want
one day,
I want a Testarossa for 2-3 days. Like,
you can do that. You can if do you have, you if you have it on your
bank account. And the person who owns it, they're just going to bring it to me and I look dirty and they're just going to leave it with me because I ordered it and it's already paid for?
Yeah. You, it's insured.
This is great.
That was a great alternate ad for Turo.
Hey, man.
If I walk up looking dirty and I already paid for it, they going to honor that shit, like, no matter what?
I'll be trying rent a helicopter or some shit, man. I want to make it happen.
Yeah. People do have Ferraris on there.
Yeah.
But they be, like, going for 900 a day, 700 a day.
Okay. You're right.
Yeah.
That's prohibitive. I wouldn't do that if I didn't have a lot of money, because that's too much money for one day for anything.
900, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That's stupid.
It's difficult to just rent a Ferrari from any place, though, right? You can't just go get a Ferrari from Enterprise.
You know, in L.A., though, they got a bunch of them luxury motor rental places.
Yeah.
They got a ton of
them. Yeah, it's just the luxury spot. It's not, Avis or something might have some Benzes, a Jaguar, a Vette, but when you talk about Ferraris, that's going to be, a special spot, but...
I don't even want to drive nothing like that anyway. I'm too nervous.
It's, dog.
And you look like an asshole.
Yeah, it's true.
Dog, I had that Alfa Romeo. I drove a red Alfa Romeo for 2 days. And
a red one?
Yeah.
You went all the way there.
It was
a bright red light.
I kind of impulse got it on the app. Like, oh, that's a fly car. I'm going to be home. And then I got, and then I was like, what am I?
Is it like a two-seater?
It's a two-seater. Yeah, it's like, who the fuck is that type of car? Yeah, and it's tough to drive. It's not an easy drive. It's just, it's the type of car that's just cool to have.
No power steering.
If you No power steering.
So parallel. It's like you're like.
Yeah, dog. That
y'all
shit.
Y'all should see what Tony looked like when he was steering that invisible car right now. It was great.
It's a workout. It's a workout just to drive that goddamn car.
Yeah, it was. It just felt. I felt like a douchebag with that car. It's the only time I've been driving in Chicago, and I was at a stoplight, and somebody ran up to the car and was like, can I take a picture with you?
That's weird.
I drive in Chicago all the time.
Right.
But it was because of the car. It was like, what the fuck is the dude with that car? Oh, shit.
Do you usually drive in Chicago?
I get a...
Convertibles.
You like the convertibles?
Red Corvette.
Yeah, you go. Well, just stay loud.
Yellow convertibles.
Yeah. That's great.
No, I used to get some type of sedan, either the Lincoln or a Benz, but some shit that's black.
Something respectable.
Just, yeah. Damn. Black and just low-key.
That sounds marvelous.
The Audi, you can't go wrong with the Audi. Even the lowest model Audi.
They're so beautiful.
They're great cars.
It's a beautiful automobile.
Very practical.
I wonder where my car went. The city of Chicago took my car.
Why did the city take your car?
Because I owed them a lot of money for parking tickets.
And were you just not paying them off for principal or something?
The principal of being broke.
Okay, this was olden days.
Yeah, this is 2005, January 2005.
It took your whole car.
It took my whole car.
They ain't leave
that
nothing.
Shit was so scarring
that
I kind of, I was, for my comedy career then, it was before my car was taken and then after. It was such a mark of, because when I was able to get to gigs easier and do some quick out of town shit maybe, or just even go to the South Side easy, it took my car.
When did
everything.
You move from Chicago?
2008.
Okay. I thought maybe you moved because they took your car. You said, fuck it, I can just live anywhere now.
That might have been part of it. I mean, I wouldn't have made that crazy move in 2006 if I had a car in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have been like, I got a car. I can
move
around.
This is like a blessing in disguise of what it sounds like.
Maybe, man.
Silver lining.
Maybe.
Tone doesn't. Yes.
Hey, I'm kind of in a weird mood because I watched the Cubs lose, man.
You do look heartbroken. I'm sorry.
Cubs lost from a fucking home run.
A walk-off. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that.
It was rough, but it's also, so be it. So be it. So be it. The Cubs lost, so be it. Left the Dodger Stadium, that shit was terrible. Took about an hour, walked 4 miles. Got a bunch of steps on my Fitbit, but I didn't plan for that shit. Took an hour walking through a forest preserve. All types of terrain, sand, concrete, grass. Walked past the cops. Pop lock in front of a cop. Doing donuts while I eat donuts. That's my go-to line. Smoking a joint, drinking vodka, orange juice is fine.
Uh-oh. Tony Fingers. Yep. On the drums. That's a heartbroken song.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, that was a sad song.
Really?
Well, it started that way. And Tony was the soul of it because he was doing the drums. So I feel like no matter what you said, ultimately it was going to be heartbroken because it was rooted in pain. You
slow it down with the echo like this.
Yeah.
Shit. No. Oh, no. Yo. Chillin' on the show. Mike Eagle on again. Mike Eagle, you on tour. How the fuck has it been?
It's actually been great. I was going to try to rap, but I was doing a little organelle thing.
It's tough to do both at the same time.
I wasn't even going to. I just bailed on it.
Yep.
And I didn't even rap. I just decided to
you
talk.
You just got to hold down the arpeggiator. You got
No, but I had a little rhythm going. So I was, you know, it was really, it was demanding of my body, you know.
I got you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not good at this yet. I'll get there.
I've seen you on stage before.
Oh, but see, that's me playing with shit that I'm used to, you know. You wouldn't let me bring all my stuff, Tony. So now I got to play with your stuff. And now it's a learning curve.
You know, this is the handsome rambler world. You have to work with the handsome rambler.
Well, then the handsome rambler's got to be goddamn patient with me. No, it's good. It's actually been going super dope though, because I've been like selling out shows and shit, and I never did that before. So like, it's been really amazing, and I'm really like having one of them where I'm like trying to actually slow down and soak it all in.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm playing a really like you was in New York.
Right.
And I was told this story on stage of how I played that room the first time, and it was 8 people in there. And then, you know, to go back now and it's sold out. But it's a lot of the same rooms that I'm in on this tour.
You've been to before. Played in,
and they were shitty. So like, this shit is cool.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up, man.
Motherfucking progress. God damn it.
Do you think it's a combination of going to those cities a bunch plus the new album? Or just grinding with
I think it's
just
all,
appearances.
I think it's grinding. I think it's appearances. I think the way my whole career works is just a bunch of different drops in the bucket. You know what I mean? And, you know, fucking eventually the shit rises and, you know, starts to tip one way or another. That kind of thing. So, you know, people come to my shows that might have heard me on doing my Adventure Time podcast or fucking heard me on Marin or Wits or some shit. Or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like everybody's been along for the whole ride.
Right.
People access the shit a bunch of different ways.
Then they apologize, too. And you'd be like, it's all right. They'd be like, I don't know all of the stuff.
They
like,
do. They apologize
like
a lot.
It's like, it's fine. Just go get it.
Yeah. I attract a lot of uncomfortable people to my shows. Man. I really do. A lot of people who just don't know what to do. Because when they're outside.
What do you guys talk about in the Adventure Time podcast?
We used to break down the episodes. We used to do like top 5 character lists. We used to discuss, you know, storylines and all type of shit, man.
Like a fan podcast.
It was, but we interviewed the voice actors, the creators, the writers, storyboard artists, all of that shit. But the basis of it was me and this dude John Moe just, you know, coming up with different theories and thoughts and shit about the show.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
See, I've heard Adventure Time is super dope and layered, but yeah, now crazy. I feel like
it's, you've been on it. You didn't.
I did. Yeah, I did. I did.
I heard about it.
I did it because I heard that. I heard the show was dope. I was like, yeah, I heard that shit is dope. I've watched the episode or two, yeah. But I think deep in.
But the thing is too, if you just watch a random episode, it could be like a self-contained kind of almost throwaway episode.
Yeah.
Or it could be part of the overall big story. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard just to, you know, watch a couple
episodes.
How
many seasons is it in now?
Man, I think they just did. They're on the 10th season now, I think. I want to say it's the 10th. That's another thing that just happened because I was just on there too. And that happened like 2 days after my album came out. So like that was, you know, a big deal in my world and shit too.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the last season. You watch that shit, Tony? You watch Adventure Time?
I watched a few episodes. Okay. High. And okay. I remember being like, yo, this shit's dope.
Yeah, it's deep, man. It gets deep.
Yeah. It's weird as hell.
It's weird as fuck. It gets weirder the longer you watch it. It gets weird.
Yeah, it's like acid trippy.
Yeah.
Are they 30 minutes?
Are they 30 minutes or they...
They're 15. They 11, 15? You know, 15 with commercials. So okay. Like 12.
Could knock out a few of those on a flight.
Yeah, so you can a bunch of them if you're on a flight. Damn, I ain't never seen it on a flight. I never seen it offered on a flight.
I'm talking about because they're on Netflix, right? Now?
No, I think Hulu, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's marketed for kids, right? It's a kid show?
It's marketed for kids, yeah, but it's definitely got a layered appeal. It appeals to adults and shit, too.
Oh.
It's got, they do wild shit.
Okay.
Wild.
Did you do the voice acting in your voice? Did you put on a voice?
Nah, because I was rapping, so I had to do my voice.
What was your rapping character?
I was Gingerbread Man, and then I was also these three squirrels, but they all had my voice.
They all had the same voice?
They pitched the background ones up, but they was all me. And there was like one lead me, and yeah. Then I had background me's that was pitched up.
That is
that's crazy.
Yeah,
okay. I've done some animation. I've done they'll do some filters or change the pitch a little bit, and then I'll watch the cartoon. Like, I don't sound like that. That's not how I sound.
Yeah, that could be offensive. G.
What the fuck?
I just heard you in. What the fuck was I watching and randomly saw you in The Nice Guys
as the villain?
Yeah, that shit was weird as hell. I'm watching the movie half sleep on an airplane, and all of a sudden Hannibal ass is a bee in a talking bee in the middle of a movie that was mostly trippy. Real.
Yeah. How did you even get that role?
From what I heard, I think the producer saw me on a Bieber roast and then wanted me on for that. I guess if that's what the story is.
That movie was funny as fuck though.
It's a good movie.
That shit was funny.
It was well shot. That actress, the girl that played the daughter, she was real good.
She did a thing.
Wait, was she? She was in Spider-Man, actually.
Oh, I didn't see Spider-Man.
But I met her on set. It's weird when you meet a kid and you're like, "Yo, kid, you dope as fuck." Like, it's weird fanning out on a kid. Oh, hey, good man. Shit on that shit. Like, you run into one of the kids from Blackish. Yo, what up?
Kid actors scare me, man. Like one is like they're really good.
Like Sixth Sense. Remember Haley Joel Osment?
Yeah, man.
He was really good.
He looks crazy as shit now. You seen him?
Yeah.
He was on the last season of what
Silicon,
the fuck? Silicon Valley. Silicon yeah. Valley. Looking like an old ass baby and shit, man. That
he's
shit.
On random shit.
Yeah.
Right. I see him pop up, but I think when they get those young actors, they look younger than they actually are. I think they're actually older, but they look young. Like Webster.
Oh, yeah.
I think Webster was old when he was
doing it. Yeah, he was like a grown man.
What's that? I don't know what that disease is where, like, you just don't grow up, but you look young forever.
I don't know what the disease is.
Gary Coleman had it, too.
It's called Juicy J disease.
Juicy J, he will have a disease named after him one day.
Juicy J doesn't really look like he aged.
He came out the womb looking 38, I'm sure. I'm sorry.
Just held strong.
Yeah.
Juicy J up in the shit, you know what it is. I'm with the clip. Juicy J, I'm smoking blunts. I'm out here, don't give a fuck. North, Memphis. You know what it is. If Juicy J partying all day, XA, pop 'em. Juicy. Juicy J.
That song was called Juicy J.
Oh shit. You know, Pump it up.
We up.
No.
I'm getting me some more.
Oh, okay. What up? Yeah. Babylon, up in this shit. We up on this shit. I got the theremin, made theremin. Rhyme with Babylon. What the fuck is going on? I'ma sing the song. Sounding crazy as fuck. On the beat, Tony Trim on the drums. Got the liquor store Vino on the drums, drinking on Pinot Grigio. My shoes got repoed. I really wish I only had three toes, cause then I get a discount on pedicures. Is that a deal? I'm not sure.
It sure is, except for people in the pedicure biz. You walk in, they be like, who's this? I'm dissing cause he got toes missing. What the fuck, it's not worth my time, yeah.
It ain't worth your time, it ain't worth mine. I got three toes, I used to have nine, plus one. Three toes, it's way more fun. You only got 30% of the work to be done. You should chill. Only three toes you gotta feel. I know it can be gross, but you could do it for muscle memory. And
yeah,
look up.
Yeah, you
at
make
the soaps on the TV. We fix
watch,
my feet.
We can watch soaps, but your feet is not dope. And you should know that. You need more hope. Three toes, you make it sound simple, but no, because I work in front of a window. And I'm gonna scare all the local kin folks when they see that you have less than 10 toes.
I have less than 10 toes, but everybody know I got that shit on my Tinder profile.
Profos.
Make the word
Tinder profile. That was
Tinder profile. Yeah, Tinder profile. That's
check out my Tinder profile.
This show is sponsored by Tinder profile.
That was, you know, I really took liberties with that old rapper trick where you mispronounce a word to fit your rhyme.
Oh, like right now or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tinder profile. I act wild.
You gotta acknowledge it. You're gonna make a mistake. That's a gift to yourself. You gotta take that forward. You can't just leave that there. This shit's going out in front of the fucking world.
Yeah.
You gotta know that you know what words are.
Tinder profile. I like that.
I deleted my Tinder.
Good.
And my Bumble. I'm trying to grow up.
Or you just wigged out on a bunch of weed.
Hey, same thing. They're not mutually exclusive.
Is there a story here?
You can. Oh,
I Tom took. Wrong.
I took.
Oh
two,
my god.
I took two strong weed pills.
Oh, okay.
And then
you wigged out on Tinder.
No, I wigged out in general. But deleting my Tinder.
Oh, it was part of that high.
It was like, part of the high. Yeah,
fuck, you was trying to go off the grid, dick first. That makes sense to me.
Took too many doses and just fucking went off the deep end.
Just was pacing. Like this is let's see. I was so high and pacing around so much, it was a good thing that I had a suite. If I had to do that amount of pacing in a normal room, it would have been bad. Like I had a good amount of
what city were you in?
Las Vegas.
Okay. I guess yeah. You don't really want to.
That's
outside.
Even worse.
No,
you can't just go for a walk outside in Las Vegas and walk up that high.
I cannot just go. Nah, no, I have to stay
Fremont.
In.
No. That'd
nope.
Worse.
You gotta go out. You gotta fucking take a lift out into some residential
desert.
Shit.
You gotta go to the middle of the desert and just fucking.
Let me get myself together.
Well, breathe.
What are you eating? Mueslix? What is that?
There's some like those Japanese rice crackers. Okay. Awesome.
There's so many different kinds in there.
I like variety.
I see.
I like variety. Different kinds of snacks. Yeah, I like it like that. With the. Seaweed paper.
Paper.
That's how I do it. That's how I date her.
Date her.
I say, hey girl, wanna eat some rice snacks? And she's like, yeah boy, yeah, I like it like that. And I'm like, yeah, I got wasabi peas too. And they crunchy.
Ooh.
That's how I do it when I holler girls with munchies. Yeah.
Ooh.
My freestyles is not on point. It's cause the Cubs lost and I need to smoke another joint. That was terrible.
Hey man,
Hannibal's saving it though.
We took. We just got.
That sound like 808s and Heartbreaks.
We just shooting in the gym, man. We just shooting in the gym. We just shooting shots, having fun.
Shooting shots, having fun.
Shooting shots, having fun. Shooting shots, having fun.
Shooting shots, having fun. Shooting shots. I'm stupid hot. I can do a lot. I'm proving hot. Fuck it. I'll say it again. That hot. I'm old school, I be watching Matlock, garbage and a Gladlock. I'm half smock, other half is a pantsuit. I harass you, I am you, yeah. I can get all up in your brain, cause pain. I say that cause I am not ashamed, not a lame. I grab the mic, I know it's full of flame. That's the game I'm playing. Fuck yo, delaying what you saying. You better sit there and just start praying. Or something, yeah. I'll put you in a dungeon and have you to eat nothing. You'll be starving. I have a haircut like James Harden. No, that's not really true. Grab the microphone and be like, that's not really you. I will watch Hill Street Blues and say that should have been me back in the 80s. Get on tour or order yourself a Mercedes for you and your lady, cause you've been driving a bucket lately and she fucking hates it. She said that on Facebook and gave you a great look.
On Facebook. She was on Facebook. I took the same religious Bible study classes that Mace took, but it didn't take. Give me a religion break. Yo, I'll drink a raspberry and pigeon shake. Yo, you put a pigeon in a blender.
Pigeon shake. That's some shit they eat on prison break next to some chicken steak. Yeah, you didn't get it, wait. Go watch Prison Break, the first season, and reverse it for new reasons. I'll leave you teething. You need to practice some new breathing, meditation, or play some mental game like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. We can walk really hard and leave hell and heaven shaking. And you'll be like, God, why have you forsaken me? We're still in church from earlier, and we're in very ornate furniture. Mm. Yeah, just like your grandma shit with the plastic. We still represent Tinder prophylactics. Yeah, that's our sponsorship. We're getting money from imaginary monster shit. Yeah, and it's right here on the table. And that's not a fable.
It's not a fable. It's not a story. It's not an anthology. This shit is boring. Shit kicking it. I don't give a shit about some licorice. Go to Mediterranean, a Korean spot, or an Asian place, or a soul food place, and I'll order the chicken dish. Everybody got chicken dishes.
That was epic.
Oh yeah,
I was feeling that one.
Dyspeptic.
We fucking
it
killed
was
that shit.
Breakfast.
Mike,
it
you
was
fucking snap.
Netflix.
Yeah, Mike.
Mike, you snap.
Hey, man.
You snap.
I mean, you know,
Mike amped up a little bit.
I gotta rap a little. You know, that's the only thing I do. I gotta do it if it's happening, right?
Yeah.
I gotta rap if the rap is happening.
It's yeah. So natural for you.
Yeah, the, you your stories about your son Asa being just a super rapper now and rapping himself to sleep, you say?
He raps himself to sleep at night now.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Okay, so we put him to bed. You know, good night. I love you. Kiss, hug, all of that. The moment we close the door, we just hear rapping.
Yeah.
He's just in there rapping.
Yeah.
I'm the best because I'm the best because. Yeah. Just rapping, and then he just goes to sleep.
He's battling himself?
Well, you know how this started. This particular mode of rapping started. He told us one day, me and my wife, that he likes to, when he's in bed, he likes to practice saying curse words to himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because that's
when he can say it.
That's when he can say it, and he wants to learn how. He wants to know how to use them, so he practices before bed.
So you hear him in his bedroom just going, "Shit!"
Well, I mean, we never heard that part, but. it's developed into this rap thing now. He doesn't curse in the raps, but he's just in there rapping until he falls asleep every night.
He's going to be a good rapper.
Yeah, he's already getting the reps. He's already good. He's already pretty good.
Has he called you out in the battle yet?
He tries to battle me all the time.
Oh, shit.
You roast the shit out of him?
Gobble his little ass up.
You roast him?
Oh, my God, yes.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Like, what kind of shit you say to me? Give me some.
Yo.
Yeah. Don't try to rap against me, you my seed. Open that book and learn to read. Yeah, you a fool. When you piss, go in the toilet stool and don't pee all around it. When you get a little older, you're gonna get grounded.
Dad battle raps.
That's right.
That's a new genre we just created. Mm-hmm.
Everybody should battle their kids. Even if you don't rap, you should battle your kids.
You're right.
Somewhat, yeah.
You should write a rap about your kids right now. If you listen to this and you got kids, you should write a rap about your kids.
Spit it in his face.
Yeah.
And then have your friends over and have them laughing like, oh!
No, you don't want to do that because one of his friends might get you. You don't want one of his friends to get you. You don't know. One of them might have the sauce.
I'm saying your friends.
Oh, I don't want my friends to laugh. My kids.
Everyone's going to point at him. No.
My kid's sensitive, man. So I can only battle him when it's just
I'm
me and him.
I'm telling you, you should need to GoPro him wrapping himself to sleep and just save it to show him when he's older.
I put up a YouTube video of him yesterday because he wrote his first rhyme yesterday.
Yeah.
He actually wrote raps on paper. I've been trying to get him to do this for a year.
Was it dope?
It wasn't dope. The one dope thing he said was I turned microphones to styrofoam.
Okay.
The rest of it was like just some kind of fucking gibberish. Yeah. I mean, but it was all English words.
Yeah.
It just wasn't making any kind of point about anything. But then he did it. He wrote it without a beat, and when he did it over the beat, this shit sounded great.
So sometimes it's just. Well, I remember you posted up that bodybuilder.
Oh, that shit was ill.
And he was in the pocket on that.
He was going. He wasn't saying no words.
Just bodybuilder.
I feel like that's like most popular rap music.
Yeah,
these days.
he's cut from that cloth.
Yeah. Dog, you think that could be a segment on your TV show?
My kid rapping?
Not your kid, or just parents battling their kids. Scripted, maybe, or actual battles.
You know what? You just kind of gave me an idea. That's actually, I could do that.
Fuck you, Dad.
We're going to have to edit this out so nobody steal it.
Fuck you, Dad. You can't tell me what to do. I go to school and I make the rules. Fuck you, Dad. Don't tell me when to sleep. I do what I need, okay? Dad, it's me. My own personality. Dad. Fuck you.
That's great. That's fucking great. Holy shit.
He had the face of the teenager.
Like he really
that drop sloped face.
Dad. Don't tell me what to do.
Get out of my room, Dad.
Get out. I don't jag off. Dad, leave me alone.
Dad.
That was great. I was just on Tumblr. God.
Tumblr's still popping.
Don't embarrass me on Facebook.
Tumblr's my favorite place on the internet.
It's a more positive place, right?
It's more gentle and accepting and inclusive.
Yeah.
But it's also fucked up.
It has
up.
Them circles.
Well, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about like trolls and people just being dicks and shit like that. Like they don't do that. But since it's so inclusive and so accepting, everybody's like fetishes is welcome and shit, and it can get weird.
Really?
It can get real weird on Tumblr.
Every few months I'll check my messages on, I don't really go on there a lot, but my website used to be based on Tumblr years back, but I still have so. And then I'll look through and just have a bunch of just weird ass messages.
Do you get messages to your you have like a page on Facebook, like Hannibal Buress page on Facebook.
I had a regular page that I had for.
But I mean, like an artist, like a.
Yeah.
What kind of. You must get the craziest
messages. I don't get messages on that. I don't have that open.
Okay, good. That's good. Because that's the worst place on earth, as far as I'm concerned, is my artist page messages.
That's on Facebook?
That's the worst. On Facebook. It's the worst place on earth. Just people just, ugh. Whatever drivel.
Artist page messages.
Yeah, it's just fucking awful.
Because Facebook is when people are really killing time, too.
Ugh.
They at work. They killing, you know. Yeah. They hate it there, maybe. This motherfucker's just, you kind of just zone out on Facebook.
Ugh, I feel like people just get up at 2 in the morning, you know.
Well, you know what it is, too? Just Facebook is legitimately everybody.
Yeah, no, and that's the problem.
Other social medias are... Most people, but it's not. It's more Snapchat for the most part is younger people and like DJ Khaled and Rick Ross and some basketball players and shit. Instagram is specific, like everybody's on Instagram. There's a lot of, you know, comedians, models, shit, regular people. But Twitter is, you know, people on. But everybody from, I mean, maybe not younger people as much, but
well, yeah, because. Because once the grandmas and the uncles and aunties and shit got on Facebook, that's when all the young people went to Tumblr and Snapchat. Like, they couldn't be there with, they couldn't be on the internet with grandma and shit. So they had to, like, make up a fake name to go on Tumblr and learn about, you know, sex from strangers and shit. Like,
but isn't Tumblr basically like Blogspot, right? Isn't that? Well, they kind of take over a Blogspot.
You got Tumblr?
I do. I tried it out for like a month and I was like, I don't get it. And I just
see, because Tumblr is really all about the back end. You know what I mean? Like, if you just look at the blogs and you don't have one or you don't really fuck with it, you just see people's pages. Yeah. But it's really about the back end, because the back end is social, just like Twitter or Instagram or anything else. Pardon. Like, it, you know, it's all about reblogging shit, but you don't, like, if you're only looking at it from the pages, you don't see all that shit. It's a whole other way that people engage on there that you can't really see unless you're, like, in it doing it and shit.
What about Pinterest? Do you do Pinterest?
You know, I have a Pinterest. But I feel like, I don't know, like the Pinterest is mostly women's that's my understanding of it. And it's just about, like, I don't know, like you just put pictures of shit you like or I don't know. Like, I don't really, I haven't done it.
Babylon
much.
Has some insight on Pinterest. He's shaking Pinterest? His head furiously.
No.
I find Pinterest is where I go to find unique art and stuff that people post. You can find, like, if you want to say, like, green Ferraris, green Porsche 911s, or, like, old posters and shit to get graphic design ideas, I go to Pinterest for that.
Oh, shit.
I do that shit on Tumblr and DeviantArt. You ever been to DeviantArt? DeviantArt is a great place for your graphic design. Isn't that what Etsy is for, too? Etsy's for selling shit that you make.
Oh.
I'm going to say one more thing, and then I'm going to be out. I went to college with Emmanuel Lewis. Because he was talking about him earlier. It's a call at Clark. Yeah, it was me. In one class, it was me, Emmanuel Lewis, Kenyon Barris, and Brian Bowers, the dude who made Idlewild, all in one class.
Kenyon Barris.
There's Blackish. Yeah. A Blackish.
I heard Emmanuel Lewis was short of his credits. Is that true?
Ladies and gentlemen, CJ Sullivan.
CJ Sullivan.
CJ Sullivan is in the house.
I'm bored the fuck out of it. Someone had to throw a joke in there. By the way, that fucking, not Pinterest, fucking, what site did you call out?
Pinterest. Yeah. Pinterest. But Tony started off and goes, Pinterest, what about Pinterest? You on Pinterest? And then he goes, Pinterest, what about Pinterest? You on Pinterest? Like that, like, holy fuck, did you just order a Chicago Stromboli?
CJ Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen.
Pinterest, what about Pinterest? You on Pinterest?
Pinterest. What about Pinterest?
Hey, I'm like, come on, Pinterest. You on Pinterest?
Stop making fun of my voice. Bye, CJ.
CJ Sullivan. That is.
Hi, where are you going there, buddy? That's the closet. Yeah. What about Pinterest? You don't like Pinterest?
Pinterest, you on Pinterest? Pepperoni sausage, deep dish, and baptize it. Sweet peppers and baptize it.
This episode loose as fuck.
Yeah, this is a wild one.
This is gonna be a fun. Yeah, I like it though.
It's good.
Cameos, pop ins, yelling and shit. Scratch off ticket shit.
Off mic and shit.
Yeah. Off mic, scratch off ticket advice. Random freestyles.
I was getting some bars in tonight. I usually never fucking spit.
Yeah, them angsty teenager bars, man.
I had some things to say. Dad, I got something to say.
Yeah!
Dad.
What you gotta say?
Dad, no more rules.
What?
Can't tell me where to do. Can't tell me where to go to school. Dad, I can't go to sleep when I want.
What the fuck?
Dad.
What?
Can I use the car?
No.
Dad, I fuck you, I'm gonna use the car.
Fuck no.
I'm gonna do it while you sleep, cause you sleep fucking early, cause you're old.
I'ma hide the keys.
I'm not gonna do what I'm told.
Yeah, you will.
Fuck you, Dad.
What?
I said, fuck you, Dad.
I brought you in this world, I'll take you out.
Jesus Christ. You guys are writing the next Hamilton right here on the fucking podcast. This is great.
Oh, shit.
This fucking Broadway rap extravaganza. God damn it.
Oh, I'm drunk. I love wine. Wine, 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 wine.
Is your tour done or you got a few more days?
Nope, I head back out Tuesday, man.
Tuesday to where?
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta and then Raleigh and then Cincinnati because it's stupid. This part of the tour is stupid.
Yeah.
Routing wise.
Atlanta, Raleigh.
Cincinnati.
You got openers or you just...
Yeah, this leg I'm rolling with Billy Woods. The first leg I rolled with Samus, and the second leg I rolled with Milo under his Scallops Hotel persona.
Scallops Hotel persona, what's that?
He has a... He makes mostly instrumental projects under this name, Scallops Hotel.
Oh, gotcha.
And so, yeah, well, he did Scallops Hotel sets for his leg.
So you had in Atlanta when, you said?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. How'd they accept you in Atlanta?
I have really cool shows there. Yeah. You know, it's the situation where through, you know, back when I was booking myself, I found the guy who actually books shit like me.
Yeah.
And so we've kind of developed a little thing down there.
Gotcha.
So it's been cool. Yeah.
Before it's like, this guy does not sound like Future.
Right. I mean, you know, it's indie motherfuckers everywhere though. Now,
yeah, that's true.
You know, these days. And then, you know, everywhere's got their little indie scene and shit. So. It ain't been that hard. There's a bunch of weird black people in Atlanta, so yo, it's good.
You know? Atlanta, though. When I was down there when they premiered Flying Lotus movie Cuso.
They premiered it in Atlanta?
They did with a premiere of it in Atlanta. Okay. Like the first, because they only limited show it in theaters. And it was sold out. And it was just a bunch of, it's a mixed crowd, but there's a lot of
black folks.
Cute.
Oh, Jesus, yes.
Weird black chicks. Yeah, and I'm like, y'all into. Whoa!
How did they like the movie?
The movie went over well.
Okay, word.
It was. But that shit is gross. Yeah, I'd be having to step out for a little bit.
I was wondering how the black girls took the grossness.
I think they knew what they were getting into, but.
Okay, because I don't know how anybody could know what they was getting into with that level of grossness.
It's super.
Yes, it's a lot.
Even when. When he asked me to do it and he sent me what he was already working on, I was like, this is whatever, man. What's the lines? I'll do it, but this shit is weird, man.
Well, you was like a roach or something, wasn't you? Wasn't you like
some type of bug or some type of creature.
You getting typecast as an insect, it looked like.
Insect, cop.
Being a roach. You know?
Yeah. No, I wasn't a roach. It wasn't a roach. It was some weirdo.
And you was you was riffing with somebody. Who was you riffing with?
I think they had me riffing with Donnell.
Okay, yeah.
But we didn't.
Y'all wasn't in the room?
Nah.
Damn, that shit sound like y'all was.
Yeah, I guess the way he cut it, because
that's tight.
Yeah, I just did it on, I think I was on FaceTime with Lotus, and he was just, and then we just recorded it in Chicago.
That show was crazy the other night.
It was very crazy.
Fucking in a cemetery. Yeah. You ever performed in a cemetery before?
No, I didn't perform. I haven't performed in a cemetery before.
You did all that funeral material, man.
I do that anyways, but it's just perfect. Yeah.
Perfect. Double down
I do it at all of my shows, but I was like, oh, this is perfect. I didn't think about it until earlier that day. I was, oh, shit. Yeah. I got a bunch of funeral material.
So many dead people there.
Yeah.
What is it? How is it for you performing at a big music venue? I know you do a lot of shit like that anyway, but like, how is it? Because your voice is echoing all over the place and shit. Like, you know what I mean? How does it feel?
It varies.
Okay.
Because that crowd, the Flying Lotus Thundercat crowd, is familiar with me. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
We all worked together before. Lotus was on Y. You know what I mean? I've been on other shit with them on Flylo FM. He's been on the pod, so it's kind of
it's a community.
It's pretty much, I think, for the most part, somebody is calling to see Flying Lotus is aware of me,
right?
But some of the shows can be tougher. The show with the Nas and Lauryn Hill shows were tougher because it was just,
I don't even think I knew about that.
Yeah, it was. Cause
how many shows did y'all do?
I did 3.
Okay. I see. This things happened. It sounded like things happened.
But it was funny because we would do, you know, I'm only doing a 20-25 minute set, but I would still do my same production. So we would have this reggae band Chronix. Excuse me. They would go and then I would go on after them, but then we do a black out the lights before I go out, and so the crowd would go crazy because I think they think it Nas or
God damn! But you're on the bill.
Yeah, I'm on the bill.
Okay, so.
But yeah, it would just be funny to hear the cheer. That's not for me at this amphitheater. Like,
and then
that.
And then so what was challenging about it in that circumstance versus the other day?
It's just different vibes where people are not in that mode. That you know what I mean? Mode. In that mode at all. Like, some people are there for me, but it's the mode is this is a different approach.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the gigs I was able to really crack them. The other ones were cool, but in the one outside DC, because I just did you with a big crowd. This with all of them don't know you. You got to kind of do some just some shit to get everybody. So it was like, where the fuck are we? Where is this place?
Uh-huh.
How the fuck? How long did it take to get out here? Who? Just general ass shit. Yeah. And then they're like, yeah, we did go far as fuck. We did go far. That shit. Say a couple months, but we ain't got shit like this in DC. Why didn't we have this in DC? and then
you gotta ask every obvious question.
Just some regular shit, just but fun and just simple. As far as up top with that type of crowd,
right?
You have to get them on some general shit right away versus, you know, a comedy crowd or a smaller thing, you can just kind of pop in and be like, hey, I'm weird, and just get into this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, it seemed to, you know, every time I see you do it, it come easy. I just wonder, like, in your approach, is it any different? You know what I mean? If you going up to just do a comedy show versus if you, like, because that other night, like, you wasn't on the bill, as far as I could tell.
It was late added on. Like, they announced, I've been on it, but then they didn't announce it till late. So probably most people that bought their tickets early didn't. But no, it was, I mean, a lot of times people weren't talking out there either during my, it was a respectful, I mean, beyond like a couple people yelling out some shit, as far as the audience,
they
talking amongst
attention.
Themselves, which is all you really need. And so, and that's not the case
with the Nas and Lauryn Hill show.
Yeah, not everybody. People are kind of moving about. It's a outdoor amphitheater. People are going up and you know, get drinks and shit. So it's kind of a busy room, and it's a bit distracting to you too.
I like, bet it's different too, because that show the other night, it was nighttime, right? Like, I imagine if you're doing some shit like that and it's bright, then people are paying less attention. Maybe you know what I mean?
It was night for a couple of them. That was, it's just, moving around, yeah. And they not. It's only a small, you know, you talk about out of 8,000-10,000 at a Nas Long Hill, might be a couple hundred that came for me.
Right.
So, and then you got to work for that. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a strange experience for me because the first couple of nights they didn't have the setup on the stage. So I had to work in the control room. They have like a separate control room that's like off in like the back. So it was like weird because I was watching Hannibal on.
So you can't even like, you're right, you can't
yeah,
even.
Yeah, he couldn't communicate with me. Like he couldn't see me. Right. So it was like this weird, just, I had to be on cue and right. You just had to trust me.
Fuck.
We pulled it off. It was cool, but it's always weird when I'm not on the stage with
you. Yeah. I was peeping at the other night too. How I didn't know where you were exactly.
But you knew I was there somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, because he got shit coming on time, and I know,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So ain't nobody else there. Fucking, you know.
I got this.
You know, security guard pressing play and shit.
Yeah. But some people do that, man. I've seen some comedians do a club and they got sound cues and
they
shit.
Just have anybody do
and
it.
And they, I guess they talked it through with like, when I hit this shit, press play. And I'm like, wow. You trust a stranger that much with timing? Because I do not at all.
Hell no.
Man. No, who was that? It was ASAP Rock when you did Thalia Hall.
Yeah, ASAP, yeah.
I popped out to do Doug Stanford with him.
Yeah.
Did you call me out?
This is what happened. So I do the song, do the first verse, I do the hook, and I go to call Hannibal. Hannibal's not ready yet. So we end up making kind of a thing out of that, right? Cause like we kind of stopped the song. And was like, what happened? And like, we made a whole bit out of it, and it was funny and shit. So then we started the song over, and I realized like halfway through me redoing it that I fucked up. I didn't do my second verse at all. So I called him out earlier than.
So he called me out early, and I started fucking up my verse because just I wasn't
right. It wasn't even the right part of the song.
I wasn't in rhythm, and I was like, "What the fuck?" I usually don't. I was like, "I'm a little buzzed, but I don't usually." I was fucking it all, and then we like, I was like, "Let's start it over."
And I think I almost want to say I did it again, fucked up, or something happened, but I fucked it up. I didn't know I fucked it up.
So the second time around, you didn't get it right?
Yeah, I feel like it was almost a third time type situation.
It looked like we were doing a bit. Making fun of guest verses.
That was the fun part of it. Like for the crowd there, they couldn't tell if we was really fucking it up or not. It was tight.
Hey, it worked out.
It did. It worked out. It was super smooth.
We gotta do another song, man.
Yeah.
We gotta do another song.
We gotta do another track. Yeah. Have you used auto-tune on any of your songs?
On my last album, the one I just put out, on the third verse of a song, there's auto-tune on, but it's like a light one.
It
ain't heavy. But, this little box here, you kind of changing my life over here right now, just seeing you do that. Because I didn't really know you could do that live like that.
Yeah.
Like, because...
That's a scrambler.
I thought you had to, like, have keys programmed in on it or some shit. Like, you just got, like, octaves and shit. Like,
it's a fun time.
See, that shit is sexy, G. Like, I want to do that on stage.
It's like, it's magical.
We have something on deck. It's the Handsome Scrambler. We don't promote...
Right, but I need to know. So I'm gonna talk to y'all off mic. Yeah. I need to get a get down. I need to get in the get down gang so I can hang and do my thing and I can be on key when I start to sing. Yeah, I gotta do it because it's heavenly when you got the right fucking melody. Yeah. Thinking that shit is the destiny and not on key like a singer in the 70s. Got the raps though, 70s cats that wore afros just like Sly Stone. rap now, touch you in a different time zone when I'm on. And my phone is ringing, or maybe that's just a text, and I rap and it's just effects. And I bust, I be like, who's up next? So I stress. Tony's on the drums, you hear where he's coming from. Kick it till it's dumb, then get it smart, we can start. When the beat comes back with the rhythm, I'm a thumbtack and I will give him something sharp. I play him just like the string sass on a harp. I'd rather go play some perfect dark, and I can spark the world I'm dual wielding. I can walk and roll bloodborne, I'm just shielding, just like it was pro foes. I'm still a bozo, I bounce on track like the stick that's called the pogo. Oh no, you can just call me Pluto. If you're Popeye, one punch will send you to Pluto. What do you know, I'll play you like games of Uno. MCs wanna grab the mic but they too slow. I can move fast with a rhythmic shit that pinches, puts you in suspension. You never top, you get an honorable mention. I dispense with anyone who's small enough they can't take the ride. Yeah, my shit funny like the Princess Bride. I'm just old school, my hair turns gold like Goku. More juice than Boku, and so few MCs can do what old do. I will program record you. I have a body full of soju. Nah, this is whiskey. I'm Chief Kaniski. MCs get the blitzkrieg like it was German. Wash the ass with detergent in emergency rooms. They are see-through. I see plumes of smoke. I'm super dope. I play Nintendo with the super scope. Six. Fuck their bricks. I'm Agent 86.
86. 86. You can miss me with that Haiti shit. What? Earthquake. I make my shirt shake cause I'm doing the Harlem Shake, and I'm drinking a shake while I'm in Harlem doing the Harlem Shake, eating shake and bake with cake. Ate the cake I had to make. Be well, you know, go to jail, take $200 and go to the commissary. Holla. Like Ja Rule in the 90s. 99 is where you try to find me. It's going 1-9-9-9. Everything is going fine. I'm drinking gin and wine. Mix them. That shit don't taste good. I'ma split them. Drink them separately. Our Lady Hearts of Gold. Shepherd's G. What the fuck? My left toe got leprosy. It don't got leprosy, but it might as well. The way it look, I go get pedicures. I got a 200% tip just cause how they look.
Tony Trim.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Tony Trim.
It's weird.
Your drums make me feel like I'm on drugs, Tony.
I love this new setup that Moog just hit us up.
You're fingering everything over there, Tony.
Does all the drums sound like without the pedals?
Is it this? Which one is the one?
And then.
And then. This one. Hold up.
What is that?
Oh, that's my song.
Yeah, this one. I was trying to remember if it was the second track or the...
On the new shit?
Yeah.
That's the third song, I think.
That's
the first one. That one might have been the second one, the one you
used. Is this the one with the hook that sound like a verse? Wait.
I don't know. And I should also get back on the microphone so that I can be heard while you're asking me questions. I don't...
attack my neck with some magical jewels. It came down, y'all take them from me. Yeah, yeah. And Cortez, cause I feel like faking in my fit. Got a hair like the dome of a stadium. You think it's all good, but it's really get great again. Bag it now, ladies, in the clear the Canadian. Yeah, don't turn away from me. Look at my eye hole. My brother got heart, but he running with psychos.
It's gonna be a while before it gets to the hood.
I don't know if that feels on this song.
Wait, the hook is up. No argument, I got my oh, jokes. Yeah. I keep my head down, pushing like I'm walking to school.
Yeah. I hold it tight like Infinity Gems. Policeman looking at me like I'm finna be him. Nah, my daddy is a hard man. My mother's a ghost. I keep my head covered up. My brother will roast it. Y'all be fucking with my head with all stuff and jokes. I ran hard. My footprints covered the coast. And I'll be running through walls because I'm buffer than most. A nightcrawler tried to creep with smell suckers approach. He see him all charged and get what he provoked. The homie Tom got power, so I'm tugging his cloak. Yeah, I'm big as hell, can't fit in my fit. My sleeves ripped, I'm a king, so my ring is legit. I bring shit to your front door, ringing your bell. My eyes glow in my hood like a demon from hell. My old self locked away, no key to the cell. They shooting spells in my head, it's up to me to repel. Yeah,
that's the hook, right?
That's the pre-hook.
The pre-hook, yeah. Okay.
Pre-hook. I like that.
Yeah, I'll be writing songs with like five parts and shit. There's so many vocal parts.
I like that track. That's because I was like, is this a hook? Is he still rapping?
I do.
It goes in smoothly and shit.
I do I guess the real hook in that song is ain't nothing gonna stop me now.
Yeah.
That's kind of, but then yeah, Black Tie got style, African push, got a brother, all that shit. Like, it's all hooky. It's very right. hooky. I'll be writing songs with five hooks. I shouldn't even say it's a bunch of parts. I write a bunch of hooks, personally.
Like Chief Keef.
Is that what he does?
He writes, his whole songs are just hooks.
Tight. I try to rap some, though. He rap. Does he rap? Does he just do hooks?
He just does hooks.
Okay, that's good. Really? You know who else just does hooks? Big Frida. Hooks.
I'm not very
I've seen the
live show.
Yeah, and that's it. Yeah. Like those are the songs. Like it's just choruses. Is that easy? Or is that hard? Is that hard? Is it like deceptively hard to do?
It's probably.
There's got to be something to it. It's
like, because if it wasn't something to it,
yeah,
everybody be doing it.
See, now you think you just did it, though. I think you just did it. Like, I think that's a hook right there.
If it was something to it, everybody be doing it. If it was something to it, everybody be doing it. Dun, dun, everybody be doing it. If it wants something to it, everybody be doing it.
Everybody be doing it. If it wants something to it,
everybody be doing it. If it wants something to it, everybody be doing it. If it wasn't something to it, everybody be doing it. Why you ain't doing it if it's the easy shit? If it ain't something to it, why don't you do it? Cause you can't do it, so if you can't do it, screw it. I'm doing it, cause you can't do it. You can do it, if you could do it, you would fucking do it. This shit is like sewage. You can't really do it, I'ma do it, then you can't do it. Go to the studio. You got the same access to the same machines, but you can't do it just like me. Everybody do it if they could, but they can't, so they can't do it. So they just hate. You can't do it.
They can't
and
do
your
it.
Grandmama
they
pussy
just
stank.
Try to. They can't do it cause they not as cool as we is. They can't do it so they in the fucking wrong biz. They try to make a fucking complicated song. It's not the thing to do, you just make it easy. Change your voice to do a rap from Weezy. MC's just trying to grab it and squeeze me. They can't do it, I'm a different fucking species. Yeah, I just make it science. I break it fucking down like an old ass appliance. Ooh. I try it, and yeah, I play them like a violin. MC's not strong enough, they take their vitamin. Yeah, I can feel I'm getting complex. I should make it simple, but again, make it fast. Smoke the ass, smoke some grass, smoke it fast. Smoke it slow.
Ooh, smoke it slow. Got the hydro from the Nevada dispensary. Oh,
it's just hard.
Come on, nah, that was tight. Oh, smoke it slow. Got the hydro from the Nevada dispensary. I'm from the west side, 12 blocks west of Cicero, where the vice lords and all the vice lords go.
Yeah, you can't gang bang when it's only one gang. Cause then every fucking gang is the same thing. Ooh. And that mean we all gang on the same turf. Same. And we can't gang bang, we all on the same earth. Same. We just the same smurf. Same. We all Crips and we wear blue. You wanna wear red, motherfucker, I dare you.
Fuck
to
you.
Be some.
Ooh, fuck you and that other color too.
Smurfs is secretly just a bunch of Crips. They just get together and they start to fucking flip. And they just, yeah, they just say what the hell. They some Crips and the only fucking blood is Azrael.
Azrael.
Or maybe Gargamel. They be around that nigga and they be like, what's that smell?
What's that smell?
I say, what the hell? What the hell?
What the hell?
I'm a Smurf, I'm in jail, yeah.
Get me out of Smurf jail. I don't deserve this. I'm just a thief, now I'm around some Smurf murderers. I'm just a misdemeanor committer. It's a felony. 12 degrees.
And this is fucked up cause only one female. Everybody wanted and now she charging retail. This shit is fucked up, this is our economy. I should've went to college, maybe she would fuck with me. But she won't cause it's just fucking one of her. And I be waiting for another fucking girl to occur. It doesn't happen, all the Smurfs is fucking dudes. I don't understand it, man, this shit's not fucking cool.
It's not cool. This shit is lukewarm at best. I got a shirt on my chest. I rip my chest hairs out while I'm in the shower one by one, just to feel alive. If I need to wake up, I rip my chest hairs out as my own alarm clock. I rip my chest hairs out to wake myself up. If I gotta get up to shoot a movie at 6 and I'm not really woke and I'm hungover, I rip my chest hairs out. Then that wakes me right the fuck up and I go and say words on camera after ripping my own chest hair out. I say, hey, wardrobe, give me a wife beater. She say, why?
Your shirt that you're wearing on camera is blue. I say I know, but I got blood on my chest, and I don't want that blood to bleed through and ruin the shot. So just give me a wife beater and an XL so I can cover up all my scabs and shells from ripping my chest hair out. It's my own alarm clock, natural alarm clock. Tony Robbins taught me about that shit. He say, rip your chest hair out, you get all pumped up and shit. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Every morning you hurt yourself. 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 Do what you got to do to wake up from your deep ass sleep. You gotta do what you got to do so you can wake up from your deep ass sleep. Yeah, yeah, even if you got to bleed, yeah. Do whatever you need, yeah, yeah. Do what you need, yeah, yeah. Make yourself bleed, yeah. Pull that chest hair out so you know what the morning's about. You gotta do that, that's your alarm clock. It doesn't matter if that shit is not hot. That's what you gotta do to get up. Gotta get up, gotta give yourself pain, yeah. Give yourself pain, that's what you need for your own damn brain.
Yeah, yeah. Rip my chest hair out, rip my chest hair out. Rip my chest hair out. Press my chest hair out. Chest hair out, I'll rip my chest hair out, I'll rip my chest hair out,
I'll rip my chest, that's how I do it, and I know I'm the best. Fuck your soap, I don't need no zest. I just need to rip the hair out my chest, and that's just what I do, I'm the best. Every morning I manifest, I rip my hair out from my chest, and I look in the mirror and say today's blessed. Yeah, and now I'm bleeding, now I got just what I'm needing. It's nutrients cause I'm a sleeting, I'm a seedling, now I'm bleeding. I self-flagellate, that's how I do when I'm on a date. I be in the bathroom and I say that I had to pee, but I'm just making myself bleed. Cause that's what I need so I can wake up and be at the right speed. Other than that, I'm just too slow. All you painful motherfuckers know.
Chest hairs, they gotta go.
Rip out these chest hairs, yeah.
I can't afford Adderall. I rip my chest hairs out of bed. I rip my chest hairs out cause attack after insurance sucks. I can't afford the other shit to wake up. I rip my chest hairs out.
I rip my chest
I think we gotta end it there. I mean, I don't know if there's any
I don't think we go. Yeah,
I feel like
thank you.
Yeah, that's it.
Peace.
Hey,
Brick Body can still take
you. Yeah,
it all sounds like what you just heard. If you like that,
cheers.
Go listen to my album.